Devotional for 1 Kings 16. When thrones shake, the word of the Lord remains. I cherish flashy, I thought your slash like weber. Both full slash ton slashy, di, di slash slash la laki, di bashla, slash washy. 1. A word that catches up with Kings 16:1-7. Jehu, son of Hanani, walks into Baasha's court with a sentence that sounds almost copied and pasted from 1 Kings 15. You walked in the way of Jeroboam, therefore I will sweep away your house. New International Version. The Hebrew verb for sweep away, bay-ar, is used of burning chaff. Quick, thorough, final. Empires look permanent, God's word looks fragile. But the chapter will prove again that the reverse is true. Crosslights. Deuteronomy 17:14-20, the charter for kings who refuse to read it. Isaiah 46:8, flesh like grass, but God's word stands. Hosea 8:4, they set up kings without my consent. For reflection, have I grown numb to repeated warnings because I've heard them before? Slachi danchwu, or what ma, or wanger, or wansarosh, bros do lunch, or tan is sight, sign is sway, durin, bo, br. 2. The wine-soaked palace and the seven-day coup, 16:8-20. Ella drinks himself dull while Zimri plots. In one afternoon, the dynasty ends. Zimri lasts only 7 days, the shortest reign in either testament. Ancient Near Eastern steles trumpet stability and longevity, the Bible records fragility. Notice the repeated formula. He sinned, he provoked the Lord. The rest of the Acts, are they not written? This is history written as theology. Sin is not a private matter, it destabilizes whole systems. Cross lights. Proverbs 23:29-35. Alcohol's fog of judgment. Luke 12:45-46. A servant who eats and drinks and gets drunk finds the master returning. Application: hidden habits in the palace of the heart can topple whatever I think is secure. Nahanot na rokush will let not ufuam. Estofana, but no sto do o but os doru on port. Nashwash chwaho horistot. 3. A tug of war and a new capital, 16:21-28. The army splits, half for Tibni, half for Omri. Archaeologists at Tel Tirzah have found burnt layers that match Omri's siege. He then buys a hill from a man named Shemer and builds Shomron, Samaria. The name means watch place, and indeed the city will watch both idolatry and prophetic fire, Elijah, play out. Omri is politically brilliant. Assyrian records later call Israel the land of Omri. Yet the text sums him up, he did more evil than all before him. Influence without obedience only multiplies damage. Crosslights. Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house. Micah 6:16, you have kept the statutes of Omri. Bleh what, no lens more, is through or flaros. Tis mons, snuff life wait, 4. Ahab and the Deepening Shadow, 16:29-33. The Hebrew narrator shifts into slow motion. We will stay with Ahab for 6 more chapters. 3 dark steps are named. 1. He considered it a light thing, qual, trivial, to walk in Jeroboam's sins. 2. He married Jezebel of Sidon, an intentional alliance with Baal's temple state. 3. He built a house and an altar for Baal in Samaria. Each verb escalates compromise into public policy. Church fathers saw here the anatomy of temptation. What is first light becomes life-shaping. Cross lights. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Unequal yokes. James 1:14-15. Desire, sin, death sequence. Hebrew note, provoked, hikeichais, shikes, is intensive, to anger repeatedly. Sin, that once grieved God, now taunts him. Hymn suggestion, God the omnipotent, King who ordainest, a sober plea for rulers and nations. Sui stondo, istasti nestro lo hensuena, diesel, tepoitot. 5. The Fallen Gates of Jericho, 16:34. Hiel of Bethel rebuilds Jericho at the cost of his firstborn and his youngest, fulfilling Joshua 6:26. Excavations show a small 9th century settlement on the older ruins, possibly Hiel's work. The point, however, is not masonry, but defiance. A curse spoken 5 centuries earlier still stands. Theology in miniature. Covenant promise, blessing or curse, outlives its speakers. The God of Joshua is the God of Ahab's day. He is ours too. Soyar yarpisht osvetia o fachia shwais. D. 6. Themes that echo across Scripture. 1. The sovereignty of God's word. Empires shift. The sentence of God settles history. 2. Leadership as moral leverage. 5 kings, 1 nation, deeper idolatry. 3. The spiral of compromise. What begins as not a big deal ends in institutional evil. 4. Hope between the lines. The darker the backdrop, the more we anticipate a faithful king. Matthew opens with Jesus, son of David, son of Abraham, a royal line God refused to extinguish. Voices from the past. Augustine, earthly kingdoms rise and fall, so that the city of God may learn not to confuse passing glory with eternal hope. Calvin, God arms wicked men against each other, to curb wickedness and to teach the church to fix her eyes above. John Wesley, every revolution of government is a loud call to personal holiness. Yuru. De fahui slaqo fai, solmuru, wet nando wa no de wait obachis. Questions for the day. 1. Where might I be calling something light that God calls weighty? 2. How does my private devotion, or lack of it, shape the moral atmosphere around me? 3. What promises or warnings of God have I quietly rebuilt like Jericho, thinking the cost won't reach me? Prayer. Almighty God, you hold kings and commoners in your hand. Shake from us the illusion that sin is small or that your word can fail. Protect us from alliances that dull our love for you and raise in our hearts a longing for the true King, Jesus Christ, whose kingdom cannot be toppled and whose mercy rebuilds without curse. In his strong name, we pray. Amen.